I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. My favorite sound in the world, with one of my favorite people in the world, Jean-Charles Boisset. Salut.
And that's my favorite sound.
Ah.
Cheers, Liam.
Good to see you, my friend.
To your charm, to your health, to your body, to your absolute sensuality today.
Here we go. Cheers, my friend. Russian. Thank you.
Feels like we've been confessed and forgiven from our sins.
Edward the Confessor.
Yes.
Forgave our sins.
Well,
just
typically it would take a few weeks, yeah. But luckily today it took a few seconds.
What are we drinking?
Well, we're having the gorgeous, irresistible, charming, and romantic Deloach Estate.
I love that you looked into my eyes when you said
well,
romantic.
Well, of course, those beautiful deep blue eyes with a lot of gorgeous eloquence. Yeah. Stories to tell all the way from Ireland.
Good body, fruity forward.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Just like the wine.
With a great cleavage, have you noticed?
Oh, my good Lord. Jean-Charles.
And if you go as deep as you want, there's a lovely nipple as well, which is really tantalizing your tongue.
Yeah.
As you go and let this wine to become horizontal.
Yes.
As it becomes horizontal, it becomes central. As it becomes central, it becomes electrifying of ideas and thoughts. It's magnetic.
You're making me want to buy 10 cases of wine. 10 cases of wine, please. Jean-Charles.
It will be in your trunk before we know it.
Yes. Keep my trunk out of it. Jean-Charles, let's talk. Paulet dinner. A legendary classic dinner.
Yes.
In France, a tradition when winemakers, fans of wine, get together, they share their wine, they break bread, conviviality, hospitality, all the things that you're about. Where did this dinner, the Paulet dinner, begin?
Well, we talked about confession. Mm-hmm. Let's think about where Burgundy started, the monks,
yeah.
The Cistercian monks, who really traveled throughout Europe and throughout the world mm-hmm. to bring their vision and their sage philosophy. In
Sage.
As early as 980, yeah. As the Cistercian monks built the Chateau du Clos Vougeot, they invited mm-hmm. some of the neighborhood vineyards, as they, you know, instilled it, and celebrated the ultimate moment of the harvest and the end of fermentation.
Yeah.
When the wine finishes its conversion of sugar into alcohol yeah. and goes into the barrels, they invited, it became a feast. I would have liked to have eyes.
Sure.
We only read about it, yeah. but I think it's like a Fellini movie.
Yeah. Well, and you are creating your own Fellini movie right here, and have been with the Paulet dinner. It's held here August 30th, coming up, Deloach Vineyards. How did this make its journey to America? Tell me about the first one hosted here.
Well, you know, 6 years ago, but the first one hosted in Burgundy was back in 1923. So the similar concept, in 1923, the Burgundian said, the monks used to do it, we got to reestablish it. We got to celebrate in a great way the end of harvest and the beginning of wine going to sleep and becoming their adolescent stage.
Sure.
So in Sonoma, Russian River, which is the mini Burgundy, the yes. little Burgundy, yeah. the American Burgundy of the United States, let's do it as well. So we started it mm-hmm. in 07 and officially again in 2013 at Deloach.
Will there be any monks present this year?
Oh, for sure, you and I. God, I'm shaving my thorax and my legs, of course, so my beautiful long Cistercian dress Jean-Charles, would look fabulous.
We have a nun in the wings. We have to,
I know,
we have to be on our best behavior. Sister
sure.
Mary Patrick. Hello, sister. Yes, we have some Pinot for you. Jean-Charles.
Oh, Brother Timothy is right there. Look
there
at him.
Is. We love Brother Tim. I didn't recognize you with the clothes on. Anyway, so Jean-Charles, this region, the Russian River wine growers region right here, this AVA, why is this the perfect spot for Pinot? Why does it thrive here?
Well, thrives, cool nights, warm days. This is the closest to the ocean, the Russian River. In 1813, the Russians started to plant wine on the banks of the river.
Let's drink to the Russians,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, sometimes.
And to the next election.
We could see them from the guest house tasting room. Look at them. Reminds me of someone.
Yes, hello.
So they came here and they really believed in it. Deloach, believe it or not, the yeah. family in 1969 bought this property, planted the first Pinot.
Yeah.
So the Deloach family had great vision. 83, mm-hmm. after starting the sustainable practices yeah. of the Russian River, really made it a region as an appellation, sure. official appellation.
So you get that massive temperature swing. Mm-hmm. Warm days could be in the 90s. Cool nights could be in the 50s, even the 40s.
For sure.
So we're talking about a 50 degree swing.
That's why
here.
You need your dress when you walk at night.
Yeah, of course.
You don't want to catch a cold.
That's
even
why
in
the monks.
Summer.
That's why the monks love it here.
For sure. Yeah. So that's what Pinot and Chardonnay wants. Yeah. We want the earth, the terroir, to feed the characteristics of the yeah. wine, but at the same time, that lovely wind we have to caress gently yeah. the skin of the berries yeah. to bring that coolness, but at the same time that heat, because we have 110, 120. Days to really convert those beautiful berries into fermentation grapes.
We're talking about the raspberries, the strawberries, the halleberries.
All of it. All of it all are very important of the berries to be there.
I hear a cock. More. I hear a cock crowing in the background.
Sure. You've got to have a rooster as a Frenchman.
Do you lay eggs?
Yes, every day.
Yeah. How are the eggs
They're
this
morning? Purple. They're yeah. purple. They're lovely.
Yeah. So
they have a very gentle juice with a very big yolk.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just joined us, Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, with the uncensored Foodie Chap edition with Jean-Charles Boisset. Jean-Charles, I have so many memories with you. Every memory I have with you, it's always the joie de vivre.
Well, the first one, we were doing pigeage. Ladies and gentlemen,
you better translate.
Yes, so we had our bare legs. We shaved them, so we were very gentle and soft. Yeah. I remember, your right leg was a lot softer than your left at the time.
And your right leg was a lot hairier, if I recall.
For sure, and it's grown since then. You cannot imagine. So we went into the vat, and we did the breaking the cap in an open top fermenter. You're going to make sure the top part of the cap is as good and homogeneous as the lower part. So since the beginning of time, mainly 15th century, we go into the vat and we do this cap. And I remember Liam, after 3 days of punching the cap, his legs were as soft as a baby.
To this day. By the way, we can name drop. We had a little friend helping us out.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. What was his name?
Dan Aykroyd.
Sorry, one time?
Danny Aykroyd.
Dear Danny. How is Dan? Is he good?
Well, his wife, Miss Dixon, was here as well, if you do recall.
And what a glorious lady she is.
Phenomenal couple. Yeah. And he did his Saturday Night Live. Do you remember that he did at the time?
Of course.
With Julia Child. And he pretended.
More butter! Oh!
Yeah. And, you know, all the blood, it was the grapes coming on his body. Yeah. We had the best time ever. You were, and him... He was a little heavier, so we had to put him on the tripod to go down in the van and making sure he wouldn't fall and
I'm making no comment.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jean-Charles, you've made wine with many great people and for many great people.
Yes.
We've got to drop another name, John Legend,
for
his wine. Nothing but love in that bottle.
Oh, phenomenal. Great friend. A lot of sensuality, a lot of emotion, a lot of romance. Where Dan was very natural, he really wanted to make a big wine. John wants to make a very sensual wine, which really fits who we are today. So we have a great friendship. His wife, Chrissy Teigen, is insanely amazing. Yeah. She has better legs than Dan Aykroyd, if I may say.
I'm going to upset you. She has better legs than you, too.
Oh, thank you.
I want to know Jean-Charles.
The right or the left one?
Not saying.
Well, I think she has a much more powerful cleavage as you taste the wines, too.
Back to the wine. Good body, fruity forward. It's all you want in a goblet of wine. Jean-Charles.
Well, as you said, it's all about the little berries. Do you feel them?
Yeah.
As they really caress your tongue and really tantalize
the little berries,
all your memories.
The raspberries.
The big berries.
The halleberries. So Jean-Charles.
She was great in that James Bond.
She was, wasn't she? Coming out of the ocean?
Oh! Yeah. Oh, la,
you know, I actually interviewed her for that film.
Really?
I did. I'll tell you the story afterwards. So, when you travel the world, as you do, you are a man of the world with a very funny French accent. But as you go out into the world...
I'm becoming more and more Irish, the more I spend
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Call you Jean-Charles McBoisset.
Yes.
When you travel the world, what do you tell your friends around the world?
That I love Liam.
I know that. Well, that's...
Well, that gets me anywhere.
That's a given.
Yes.
That'll get you a back table in the back room. But when you... travel the world. What do you tell folks about the Russian River Growers Association and the wine that's been cultivated and grown here?
You know, before even I talk, which I cannot do, as you can hear, I really want them to taste the wines. And I think the moment people taste the wines, they see the Russian River through their palate. And I think you have emotion, you have eloquence, you have sensuality, and you have finesse. Yeah. You know, a lot of what American wines
are the wine.
Both. Oh, both. That's why you belong to the Russian River. That's why the Russian Liam Mack River is what it is. Yeah. And I really feel people identify to this charm, elegance, and finesse. Chef loves it because it goes well with food. People internationally, specifically us in Europe, yeah, we love it because it's elegant, it's refined, it's not in your face. No. And I really believe people in Asia, whether you are with Chinese food or you are with Japanese food, it's amazing because it's complementarity with the food and not overwhelming the food.
And the versatility of it is one of the things I love. You can be at home tonight and have some gorgeous fish. You can have it with a Sunday roast. You can have it with some great veggies from your backyard. It is that versatility that makes this, for me, one of my favorite wines.
And for almost 200 years. So when we think history is just today, let's really go back and reflect. We've been making for two centuries amazing wine in the Russian River. You think of Chardonnay and Pinot, Burgundy.
Yeah.
Synonymous to Burgundy and the big, you know, the not maybe the big brother, but the other brother of Burgundy is the Russian River. And this is where it expresses itself the best in the world.
With that in mind, folks who've not been here, because sometimes they take that road that leads them towards Napa, or they keep on driving and they just don't make that left turn towards the Russian River, why should they come here? Why should they come and enjoy these wines?
Spectacular sightseeing, incredible romance. Nature is your best friend. So you're really in the middle of nature. You are literally from the Loge, where we are right now, 3.5 kilometers from the Pacific Ocean. You're 1.5 miles from the Russian River. So you could canoe, you could reflect, and you could be really looking at the horizon and be feeling nature, which is very different in terms of the landscape and the geology and the geography of the entire California state.
Thank you for your passion. Thank you for always being tremendous fun. Thank you for the education. Every time we sit and have a conversation about wine, I learn something. And your unbridled passion is shown up in every single glass. We just enjoyed the Deloge Estate 2015 Pinot Noir. Folks, do yourself a favor. Don't just come and enjoy the wine, but enjoy it in one of the most glorious goblets you will ever enjoy wine in. Tell me about your goblet.
Well, thank you, Liam, for the compliment. The goblet is the ultimate wine glass, the one and only, the Passion Collection. We design the ultimate glass for any red and white. Listen to the sound. It's with Baccarat, you know, founded in 1764 in France. 440 grams of crystal. The most amazing wine glass to enjoy any wine you want in the house. So instead of having 20 glasses on your table, you just need one, and the one and only, and you keep going and listen to Liam because he's the best, ladies and gentlemen.
Jean-Charles, what would happen if I ran with this goblet right now?
Well, I would run after you.
Who has my credit card? God! You know what? You know we have a deja vu moment? I just felt that we had had this moment together once before.
Always.
In your former life.
And we've been friends for a long time and friends forever, and this is what it's all about. Liam, ladies and gentlemen, is the best, not only on food, on wine, on culture, on style, on elegance, refinement, and friendship, and entertainment, and all of the above.
It's 20 bucks. I love you so much. Mon ami, merci beaucoup.
I'll take 20 euro today if it's okay.
Done. Folks, do yourself a favor. Come visit Jean-Charles at Deloge Estate. You'll find it here in the Russian River. The road?
Olivet Lane.
Olivet Lane. Your neighbors here, they all make great wine. This wine here is supreme. It really is. Folks, more on the Jean-Charles Boisset story and the Paulet dinner coming up August 30th. All the info plus the wine notes on the Estate 2015 Pinot Noir at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Salut.
Santé.
Santé, my friend. Put your clothes back on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.